Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today I want to talk about the five deadly sins in networking and using your networks. See, it's not just networking that allows you to be able to create more business. It's how you actually use networking and your networks to be able to get more exposure, to be able to get more doors open, to be able to get people promoting you more often. So you've got at your fingertips a whole sales team that you don't even have to pay for, ready to be able to help you. But we're lucky if it's even 1% of business owners who know how to use this network properly. So let's get through these five deadly sins and let's change them, because I can guarantee you're probably making a handful of them yourself, and let's turn them into positives so that your business starts getting more business. You see, the mistakes I see people constantly make around networking, around using their networks on social platforms, face-to-face, are pretty much all the same. And it all comes down to simply our primal instincts of being a hunter. Like, that's what we were created to do, was to do the best for ourselves. So back in our caveman days, hey, that's what we needed to do to survive. We had to do the best for ourselves. We had to worry about ourselves. We were the main concern. If we didn't look after us, the tribe would kill us, or the animals would. But unfortunately, times have evolved, but our brain hasn't evolved. See, we still have our 100 million year old brain operating, and it works from scarcity, and it works from fear, and it works from, I need to look after me because no one else is going to look after me. And in today's world, that's absolute garbage. And it's what is hurting you. See, when you get this right, you're going to have a network that will just double, triple, quadruple your net worth. You will have people opening doors for you. You'll have people creating opportunities for you. You'll have people being able to ask you to be on publications and podcasts and speaking opportunities. You'll have people promoting whatever you've got coming up. See, it makes a huge difference when you can get this right versus when you get it wrong. Because when you get it wrong, you have to do everything yourself. And trust me, that's hard work. It might seem like, well, at least I'm responsible and I'm in control. But at the same time, it's going to wear you down. It is so much easier to grow a business through leverage, leveraging other people's networks, leveraging partnerships, leveraging other people's audiences. For a lot of people, they've got to let go of control. They've got to engage more. They've got to see their networks as something completely different to how they currently see their networks. So let's get into five deadly sins of networking or using your networks in general. So the first one is mindset. It's how you think of networking. It's how you think of your networks. And 97% of people, unfortunately, and again, not through their own fault, but simply through the upbringing and how society is and how their brain has conformed them, are transactional. And all they are is transactional. So if you think about, why do you reach out to your networks? Why do you go to that networking event? And to be honest, if you're really be honest right now, it's because you want something. You're not going because you go, I can't wait to be able to go help someone else. I can't wait to be able to go meet a new friend. I can't wait to be able to go and see what's there. Sure, they might be secondary things. But if we're to be really brutally honest here, just about every single person, if I said, why are you doing this? It has to have some reason for themselves. And that's not a problem, but it becomes a problem when it consumes you that the only reason you're going, the only reason you're turning up, the only reason why you're engaging is because you need something. See, when someone has that mindset, they also stink of desperation. I'm sure you've had conversations in your past before where you've said, oh, I really didn't need to talk to that person. I really ain't going to get back that 10 minutes of my life. Well, have you ever thought whether you're that person? And the people who have that transactional mindset where they go and they talk to someone, and again, it doesn't matter whether this is a face-to-face networking event, whether it's in a referral group that you're a part of, whether it's online through some of your social platforms and starting conversations in messages. Wherever it happens to be, are you that person that simply starts talking, continues talking all about themselves, never listens to the other person, and stinks of desperation that you need something? That person never gets helped. The second is still to do a little bit with mindset, but we call it the ABCs of your network. And do you really understand the ABCs of your network? And until you do, you don't actually realize the power of your network or what your network has the ability to do for you. See, we all have an A network. They're the people we immediately know. So the people who are in our phone, the people that we could send an email to, the people we could send a social message to, the people that we turn up and we see on a regular basis, they're our A network, our immediate network. But then we've got a B network. And the B network is everyone who the A people know. So we don't know the B network directly, but we could get introduced to them through the A network. Well, unfortunately, we hardly even use our A network in keeping relationships properly, which means we don't get those doors open. We don't get those direct opportunities. We don't get those conversations with our B networks because our A people ain't introducing them to us. Not because they don't want to, but simply because either we haven't asked or we don't have a strong enough relationship that they feel like they want to. So you've got your A network, the people you immediately know. You've got your B network that you could reach to through your A people. And then you've got your C network. Obviously, the B people introduce you to the C people. So think about it like on LinkedIn. You've got your first connection, A. You got your second connection, who you don't know, but you could reach through your first. That's your B. Then you've got your third connection that you can't reach through your first. You need your first to introduce you to your second, and then your second to introduce you to third, and that's your C. So let's just understand this a little bit. Let's just say you have 250 people in your A network. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's more than enough. Well, in your B network, 250 by 250, you've got like 64,000 people in that network. Do you think you'd be able to create plenty of business with 64,000 people? Of course you would. So then if we end up going out and we look then to our C network, 250 by 250 by 250 is like 15.5 million people. And that's only like three networks away, three connections away. It's not many whatsoever, yet you can see the power of being able to use your networks, your ABCs effectively. So instead of just thinking about how do I sell to the person in front of me, why don't we start thinking about how could I leverage the B and C networks of this A person? The third deadly sin, personal engagement. We're all time poor. It's easier to do things through automation and en masse than manually. But as humans, there are some primitive behaviors that will never change. We're emotional beings. The way we feel always determines the actions we take. It's just like you're trying to find a mate. The way you make them feel will determine how successful you are. Well, it's no different in business and in how you use your networks. The way you make that person feel in your network will determine how much they want to do for you. So the only time you engage with them is to send them a happy birthday mass message, because you sent the same message to everyone who had a birthday in your network on that day. Or you send a generic card at Christmas time. Or they get the same mass email that so does everyone else once a week, once a month. And if that's the only personal engagement you have, it's not good enough. That's not personal engagement. So what do you do that makes that person in your network feel appreciated, feel cared for, feel that they're actually cared about? Because when we do that, that's when people in our networks actually want to do things for us. So the deadly sin is a lack of personal engagement. And yes, it takes time. Yes, you could be doing other things. But if you want your networks to become your net worth and to be able to actually help you, then this is super important. The fourth deadly sin: take the focus off you. You go to a networking event. You go online and start conversations. You go to a trade show, an expo. And you obviously have a reason for being there. That's why you turned up. But when you focus completely on you, you turn others off. So we have a simple little motto: how can I help you? How do I look to help someone else before asking for help? Is the way our motto goes. How do I help you before asking for help? Because the more people you're willing to help, the more people are willing to help you. Now that needs to just become a way of life. That needs to become part of what happens every single day in your world. It needs to become a habit. So the next time you jump on one of your social platforms, the next time you go to a networking event, the next time you're out and about, even just practice it amongst the people you talk to regularly and see, how can you help them? What can you do for them? The more people you help, the more people want to help you. The last deadly sin is all about lack of action. You meet people, you say hello, you build rapport, you spend time with them. But how many conversations back and forth, and how many I'll look out for you and you look out for me, and how many times do we just need to say hello before we put an action plan in place? Inaction is the killer of your business. It's not hard to be able to meet somebody. Here I am going to a networking event. I say hello. We build rapport. We seem to get along. Why not create an action plan right there and then to do something to help one another? And the reason why this doesn't happen, it comes all the way back to deadly sin number one and your mindset. Because you've turned up trying to solve for that person. And if that person doesn't need you, doesn't have the pain point that you solve, then you move on. So therefore, you can't get into their B's or C's network because you're not thinking like that. You've left a lot of money on the table. You're not willing to personally engage because your mindset was around, I need sales. So you could get one sale from that one person at that particular event. Or you might be able to get 10, 15, 20, 30 sales by being able to create action plans and get into their networks. Being able to have doors opened. Then being able to promote you. So when you come across people and you create conversations with people, and again, don't care whether it's online, offline, face-to-face, virtual. Think about how can I create action plans where we can do things that will help one another. There's one thing that just, it frustrates the daylights out of me. And that's networking events, referral groups, whatever they happen to be, where people turn up thinking, I'm turning up because that's going to get me business. I get to sell to all the people in the room and that's why I'm going to go. It's like you don't understand the power that you have in front of you in that your network could create your net worth right there. You've got the right sorts of people who know the right sorts of people. You evoke a feeling that they want to be able to help you. And you're good at being able to create action plans. You've got everything at your fingertips. 97% of people don't. Because they can't do those things. Those deadly sins that we've just spoken about. 97% of people have at least 3 or 4 out of 5 taking place right now. And that's why it feels like hard work. We live in an age with technology, social platforms, that we can pretty much connect and speak to anyone, anywhere. I was on a new social platform 2 days ago. Speaking to one of the Shark Tank guys in the US. Like, here I am sitting in Sydney, Australia. And there he was over in New York. And yet, never spoken ever before. Don't even know each other. And I could be in a conversation with him through a social platform. That's the power we have. At our fingertips. We need to utilize our networks so much more effectively than what we are. And it starts with getting rid of those 5 deadly sins. Hey, hopefully that's been super helpful, enlightening. Remember, if you're not part of our $1 million referral network free Facebook group, there's great trainings in there on how to be able to build your business through referrals, through your networks, and through partnerships. Come and join us. Search the $1 million Referral Network or click on the link in the description wherever you happen to be listening to this. If you need help growing your business through referrals, through your networks, through partnerships, being able to get more clients, spend nothing on ads, then just reach out. More than happy to be able to help. Till next time, take care. Look forward to speaking to you real soon.